Hey, are you loving the study? I know I am. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We are in episode 53 going through the Gospel of John. John 15, 8 through 17. We're talking about fruit bearing. Today's teaching, how to live the abundant life. Who doesn't want abundant life? Well, we're going to find out how. Let me start reading the verses. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another. Wow, this is so good. I love this section. I can't help it. I'm so excited about the last couple of teachings and this section. We're talking about fruit bearing. It is our destiny to be fruit bearing. It glorifies God to be fruit bearing. Everybody, every Christian wants to live the abundant life. How? God, Jesus promised it. He says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, he tells us the secrets here. Number one, every disciple who abides in Christ will eventually bear more fruit. Fruit is a sign of abiding. We talked about that yesterday, and you can't help but talk about it again today because it's in there. He says, abide in my love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. And the context here is fruit bearing. You say, how? Well, he tells it to you right after that sentence, abide in my love, period. Then verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. That's it. It's simple. You want to abide in the love of Christ, you do what Christ wants. You see, when you do what he wants, it proves that you believe who he is. This whole series is about believing Jesus. Do you believe him? Do you believe that he's the Son of God? If you believe it, then it's easy to obey him because he's God, not man. Because he's at the right hand of God fighting for you. Of course, he loves you. He's given his life for you. That's the context of this section. And he's about to go demonstrate it by going to the cross. And he says, abide in my love. And the way you do it is by keeping the commandments, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That is the example he set for us. So fruit is a sign of abiding. Fruit speaks of life, doesn't it? You don't bear fruit if you're dead. Well, if you are not in a relationship with Christ, you don't have life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And so you've got to receive him. And when you receive him, you're made a member of the family of God. And here he goes on to qualify it more of the relationship aspects of being in Christ. And he says, you're his friend. And this is awesome. So let me ask you, as you look in your life, what sort of fruit are you bearing? And I'm serious. I mean, so how can you tell? Well, what are the fruit of the Spirit? We know what they are in Galatians chapter 5. We're told that the fruit of the Spirit, and by the way, the fruit bearing that I believe is talked about here is both the fruit of the Spirit, but also fruit of service and fruit of living the Christian life. I think it's both internal fruit and external fruit. And we get so hung up on the external fruit that we miss the internal fruit. But until the internal fruit is flourishing, you'll never see true external fruit. You say, what is internal fruit? Well, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:23 and 22 and 23, it says it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So let me ask you, are you showing the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Galatians, he says, and those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Every disciple who abides in Christ will bear much fruit. Number two, every disciple who abides in Christ will find deep and lasting joy. How to live the abundant life? You abide in Christ. Joy is a byproduct of abiding. It is a result of abiding. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Christian, are you joyful today? Are you bearing fruits of joy? You go, man, you don't know. I can't be joyful. I have a horrible life right now. I'm not asking you if your circumstances are good. I'm asking you, are you joyful? Habakkuk 3 says, though the fig tree bears no fruit, yet I will rejoice in Christ my Savior. Joy is a gift that is a byproduct of fruit bearing. Joy is understanding that we are living out God's plan in our life, leading us to greater holiness. Joy is understanding that God is a promise keeper, that the words that Jesus has spoken will come to pass in time. This God does not lie. He speaks the truth. Joy rests in the knowledge that Jesus is for us, believes God, believes his love for you. Joy rests in knowing that he is for you, not against you, that you are forgiven, and that you will somehow eventually bear fruit as you obey him and love him and abide in him and thrive off of the love that he has given you and that he's shown to you in the resurrection and in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So every disciple who abides will bear fruit, will find deep and lasting joy, and then every disciple who abides in Christ will experience a deeper friendship with God. The promise of abiding is intimacy. The promise of abiding is intimacy. So many people email me and say, how do you develop intimacy with God? This is what this section is speaking about. Jesus is telling us how to have intimate relationship with him. And every Christian wants that. Every Christian wants to feel like when I speak, God hears me. We know that intellectually, but there's a peace in knowing it in your heart. And listen, sometimes it takes quiet and it takes focus and it takes being in the Word and prioritizing the Word. You can't expect to meet with God if you never set aside time to be with God. It's simple as that. If you want to abide, you got to make time for abiding. God's love has made a way for us to be his friend. God's love died so that we could be his friends. God's love allows us to ask God and expect him to answer. Jesus allowed us to do that. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is indeed the one who has given us the abundant life that we so hunger for. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Are you abiding in him today? Is your life abundant? Look at the fruit in your life. Look at the joy meter in your life. And are you experiencing a deeper intimacy and friendship with God? You can. So work on that today. Ask God to give you those things that he's already promised are yours in him. Love you guys. I'll catch you again tomorrow.